Hello, everyone. Merry Christmas. Adam Hogan, Adam Johns here with you. No normal post-game episode today, but we did want to bring you a little bit of a Christmas message and a couple thoughts on today's game, which the Bears did win.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Miles Garrett almost played the Grinch and stole it, but, you know, the karma is good, I think, for Mitch Trubisky's Bears. I think it's kind of been that way since day one. A couple breaks starting to go the Bears' way. Mitch Trubisky played great. That's my biggest takeaway. It was a cold, snowy game. His hands were cold. He removed his glove. He had a lot of pressure from Greg Williams in his face, and he delivered. Big game for Mitch Trubisky on a cold day in Chicago.
Yeah, I think it's encouraging that against a team you should beat and play well, you did, and the quarterback got the job done. I did think the most entertaining part of this game, though, was the snowball fight that broke up in the 400 level. And a poor Browns fan, either wearing a Johnny Manziel or Tim Couch jersey, a little unsure, we just know it was number two, got pelted, hammered over and over again with snowballs, but took it like a champ, really battled hard, better than his team did actually today, and eventually conceded and lost the fight.
Now, if he's wearing a Manziel jersey or a Couch jersey, I don't know if he could say he took it like a champ, because he eventually did quit, and he was out. So, but he threw back, he fired back, didn't work out, but yeah. Merry Christmas. The Bears' defense played well. It's what you expected. You know, there was some pressure on the Bears heading into this one to not blow it. And they delivered. Mitch Trubisky delivered. John Fox's team delivered. The defense was fine. DeShone Kizer was awful. Josh Gordon was a non-factor against Kyle Fuller. So I think you could go into Christmas feeling pretty good about yourselves if you're the Chicago Bears.
Well, we apologize for not doing a full episode. I have a flight to catch. Johnsy wants to get home to his family. We hope, honestly, that you're spending time with your family too, but we do have a Christmas gift for you. I don't know if you've heard about Gidget the monkey, John Fox's apparently childhood pet, but it's quite the Christmas story that we thought we'd bring to you on this Christmas Eve. So here it is, John Fox telling the Christmas story of Gidget the monkey.
Well, we were down in Florida for Christmas. We'd gone down to my grandparents. They had a home down in Marathon Key in Florida. I was probably about 11 or 12. And so on the way back up from that, we happened to stop at a pet store. In those days, that was all legal. It was above board. I don't think they're selling too many of those things now. But we got her as a real small baby. And so she was very, very friendly. She was like a pet. Yeah, she went for walks. Gidget happened to like grapes, you know, so without going through her whole diet, you know.
Who came up with Gidget? Who named her?
My mom. Yeah. Obviously, she was a female monkey. we're reaching pretty low here. I think she was around for about 3 years. My brother had a little mishap, tied her up, and she got wrapped up, and she actually got sunstroke. Believe it or not, you know, you'd think a monkey in tropical land would be fine, but it didn't work out so well. That's a real story. I actually have pictures to prove that. Yeah, she was actually a great pet, and it was, you know, as I look back at it, very unusual, you know, for today's world.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We will talk to you later in the week as we preview the final game of 2017.
Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody.